Friday, the 26th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So today, as we do every Friday, we're going to have a little look ahead to Sunday's Gospel. And we're going to have a bit of a think about Sunday's Gospel as well. We are deep into the Gospel of Luke, Luke 16, that's where we are, chapter 16. And we are just seeing, as we read through Luke, we are really seeing for ourselves that Luke is the great parable writer. It is in Luke's Gospel that Jesus tells the most parables and the longest parables. So Luke has long parables and he has lots of parables, far more than we see in Matthew or Mark's gospel. Although there are some parables there, but it's in Luke's gospel. Luke really picked up on Jesus's storytelling ability and he tells these beautiful stories that draw us in. And what does a parable do? It's an allegorical piece of writing. So that's like a longer version of a simile or a metaphor. And this one is like a metaphor. It's telling us, it's a parable telling us about a deeper truth. So I'm going to read the story that Jesus tells to you, and then we're going to think about, well, what does it mean? And also, there's a little joke in the story. See if you can spot the little joke. Luke puts a little joke into the story. Okay. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. Purple's important here because purple was a very expensive dye in the ancient world. So it wasn't only little girls who liked it. Very wealthy people liked wearing purple because it said they were very wealthy. The only color even more expensive than purple was blue. There was a rich man dressed in purple and fine linen, and he lived in luxury every day. And at his gate there was laid, so lying down at his gate, was a beggar named Lazarus, who was covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. And even the dogs came and licked his sores. So he is a very poor man. He is both sick and poor and battling. The time came when the beggar died, which is not really surprising if he was very sick and very poor and there wasn't much food to eat. And the angels carried him at once to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." So you see what's going on. He is down in hell, essentially. And up in heaven with Abraham is Lazarus, the poor man. So the rich man's in hell, and he sees Lazarus with Abraham. But Abraham replied, "My son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great chasm, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." So a great chasm is like a deep, 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 deep hole in the ground. Great chasm that you can't cross over. Then the rich man answered, "I beg you, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers, and let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment." But Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." So what does he mean, they have Moses and the prophets? If we go back and look at the Old Testament, we will see the first five books, sometimes called the Book of Moses, because Jewish people think Moses wrote them, and then all the stories of the prophets afterwards, Isaiah and Jeremiah and Hosea, all of those are the prophets. "No, Father Abraham," said the rich man, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." Then Abraham said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead." Okay, so who spotted the joke? Can you tell that there was a joke there given by Luke? It's a little joke hidden in the story. Remember that some of the people listening to this gospel when Luke wrote it are Christians, and some of them are people maybe hearing a gospel for the first time. So the Christians would know the joke. It's in the last sentence. "They will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead." Luke knows that his audience knows that Jesus has risen from the dead, and not everyone has listened to Jesus. Huh? So that's the little, that's sort of a little gospel joke hidden in the story. We'll know, but not everyone will know. In the meantime, what's the story about? Well, it's actually about being generous. That's what it's about. It's about being generous. Jesus is saying, let's be generous, guys. If you want to be happy with God forever in heaven, you need to be generous in this life. And if you keep everything for yourself and don't give anything away to the poor, then you may come to a sticky end. So Jesus here is talking about generosity. Then you have to be a grown-up to be generous. No. We can be generous at school. We can be generous. We can share our pencils with people. We can share our lunch with people. We can share our paper with people if we're using an exam pad. We can share our time with people. We can be friends with people. We can let other people join in our games. We can be generous at home with our toys, with our books, and with our time. When you go and do the washing up after supper, you are being generous with your time. And God loves a good giver, a generous giver. When you go and sit with your gogo and listen to her stories, you are being generous with your time. And you are learning something. So this is a story reminding us, Jesus is telling us, be generous. That's what the story is all about. That's what the dead man in the story, who's sitting in hell, is saying. He wants Lazarus to rise again from the grave and go and tell everyone to be generous. Oh, and you may have noticed there's another little reference there, because, of course, in John's gospel, Jesus does raise someone called Lazarus from the grave. So you can see how Luke writes. And there are many, 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 many layers to what Luke writes. And Luke is a very interesting writer. He wants you to notice all sorts of little things as he goes along. And Luke is also showing here that he can write for an audience that is Jewish and for an audience that isn't Jewish, of Christians who've become Christians from other cultures, not Judaism, and for Jewish Christians as well. So now, let's just pause for a moment and let's pray. Lord, teach us to be generous. Teach us to live our lives with great generosity in our things, in our time, in our listening to others. Help us to be generous. We ask this, trusting in your love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.